The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim. Daf Pe Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anin Shmat Murze Kenira Be Yosef Ben Sarah Zecher Avraham Ben Esther. Tuwa Hashem Tenechem Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashelema Shlomo Ben Miriam Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel Sarah Bat Rachel Moshe Ben Dina. Ella Refer Lehem for the Nefesh. For what I do, for what I'm going to do, we're going to do something normal. Amen. Begin today's daf on Pe'amud Bet. And we are right in the center of the daf, starting with Ve'amru Rabbanan. We learned in our Mishnah that the rabbis held that a lady that makes a neder that she abstains from washing, from bathing, that's considered a neder of inui nefesh. Right? That's considered a neder where she's causing, tzar to herself. So the Gemara says, "Ve'amru Rabbanan, rechitza itba inui nefesh ki lo rachsa." You tell me that the rabbis hold what? That when the person doesn't bathe, or accept, accepts upon himself as such a neder, that's considered already inui nefesh. Would mean he, we have a contradiction. Afapisha asur bechulan, even though there's five different inuim, five different afflictions that are forbidden on Yom Kippur, en anosh karet ela beochel veshote deoseh melacha belvat. Person is only hayav karet if he eats, drinks, or he does work. There's a separate pasuk that says anybody that does work on Yom Kippur also gets karet. And what's the logic? Because the pasuk says ve'anitem et nafshotechem. So therefore, the Gemara says ve'i amar ki lo rachsa ika inui biyom kippurim ki rachas hayav karet. So you tell me that not washing is considered an inui. So then when a person doesn't wash on Kippur, which they don't bathe on Kippur, let that be considered also an inui, and therefore should be hayav karet. Look at the Ran, the way he understands the question. The Ran says like this: En arosh karet ela ala ochel vashote dichtiv kol hanefesh asher lo te'uneh. Anybody who doesn't afflict themselves, ve'avati. Ezu inui sheyesh bo ibud nefesh. What's the type of inui that causes ibud, that causes the soul to wither away? So what is that? Havi omid zu achila v'shtiyah. Because eating and drinking, eats away at the eating and drinking weakens the person. So it says, says when he bathes, he should be hayav karet as well. Which means the Gemara could get a simple answer. Only the anuim that cause a ibut to the nefesh, like it says, the anitem va'abati to the nefesh. So they're only achilat shtiyah me'abed the nefesh. But sheikin nechitzah is not me'abed the nefesh. The Gemara could give a simple answer. The Gemara is going to give an answer, even according to those opinions that don't go with this ibut nefesh business. We'll still give an answer. Now, what's the answer? Gemara says amarava. The aleph puts a hacha here. Okay, amarava hacha me'inyana dekla. Here we're going to go after the pesukim. What does it say? Right, it has to be an inui. Milta diyada inuya hashta. It has to be a type of inui that the inui is evident immediately. When a person doesn't eat on Yom Kippur and drink, right away you see the results. You see the person is inui. See, he's suffering. However, lechitza lo yada inuya hashta. But when a person doesn't bathe on Yom Kippur, it might be considered an inui, but it's not evident immediately that the person is making an inui. It doesn't bathe. You don't see any change in the person. There it says le'anot nafesh by nedarim. Milta de'atiya le'lidei inui. Le'anot means something that leads to inui. On Kippur it says ve'anitem esmas, so it's got to be an immediate inui. So the things that bring an immediate inui, it doesn't bring an immediate inui if a person doesn't bathe. But she'ekin on nedarim says le'anot, even if it's going to bring to inui. And therefore, fichidu rachsa, chaledei inui. And eventually, if a person doesn't bathe, it's going to lead him to inui. Look at the Ran. That says milta diyadai inuya hashta. Then achida debotu yom minkar inuya. And on the same day that a person doesn't eat or drink, already you see the inui manifests itself. ורחמנה לא כפית ביום הכיפורים אלא בעינוי דמנקר בהוא יומה. רחמנה is only concerned about an עינוי that's evident on that day. אבל וגם בנדרים מסתובן, לענות נפש, לענות סמאש, even something that's going to be an עינוי in the future. So that's why, even though it is an Einui, it's an Einui Legabe Kippur, but it's not an Einui Legabe Nedarim. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Verami, the Rabbi Yosef, We have a question on Rabbi Yosef against Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef himself said, if you remember in the Mishnah, En ze Einui Nefesh. Right? He said that the Rechitza is not considered an Einui Nefesh, which means that a person makes a neder against bathing and he doesn't bathe, that's not considered a neder of Einui. The Gemara has a challenge against that. Why? Mayan, so a person, you have a city. In the city, you have a Mayan. Mayan is like a wellspring. That's everybody goes to the wellspring to drink water. Now, the question is like this. Let's say you have the people of the city and you have the people of the neighboring city. They also, let's say, have rights to the well. Who comes first? Who gets rights to the well first? So the Gemara says, so the people of that city have a precedence to drink the water before the people of the next city. Because we have a basic rule. Torah comes along and says, your life comes before somebody else. It says, "Beheh achicha imach." The pasuk says, "Therefore, with you, but you go first." Now, behemtam ubehemat achirim. Let's say it's your animals, and it's the animals of the next city. Whose animals go first to drink? Behemtam kodemet lebehemat achirim. Their animals come before the animals of the animals of others. Now, kivisatan uchvisat achirim. Laundering. You need the well to launder the clothes. Whose laundering comes first? So it says, "Kivisatan kodemet dechvisat achirim," and your laundering comes. Their laundering comes before the laundering of others. So basically, the place where the well is, they have rights. They have first rights to their own drinking, to the animals drinking, and to the laundering. Now, haye achirim uchvisatan. Now, let's say you have haye achirim. The neighboring town needs to drink for themselves, but the town that has the well needs laundering. Who goes first? So it says, "Haye achirim kodmim nechvisatam." Okay, then you give rights to the human beings in the next town to drink, because they need to drink it; they're thirsty. So therefore, you give them over the laundering. Now here's the chiddush: Rabbi Yosef Omer, "Kivisatan kodemet lehaye achirim." No, the laundering of their clothes goes before haye achirim, even the life of others. So what do you see? Hashta kivisam Rabbi Yosef yesh batzar. So obviously what? Because what is he saying? That if a person doesn't launder his clothes, that's a sa'ar. And therefore that sa'ar goes even above somebody else's life. Which means they're thirsty, they need to live. You need to launder your clothes. The laundry comes first. Why? Because the B.O.C. holds that when you don't wash your clothes, it's a tremendous sa'ar aguf. So therefore, he's going to say, if kivisa leads to sa'ar aguf, guf kulo local chicken. If you don't wash, all the more so it's going to lead to tzara guf. Which means, again, if you're going to tell me that a person who doesn't launder his garments, you tell me that's you're calling that a tzara guf. Why are you calling that a tzara guf? Not a tzara guf, calling that a tzara to the person. Because you're letting, Rabbi Yosef, letting the townspeople launder their clothes even before the other people drink. So if laundering is considered an einui, kal vachomer, not bathing is considered an einui, yeah, that's the question of against Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara answers, Amre, in, yes, kivisa alima l'Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, not laundering clothes has a worse effect on the person than not washing his body. Why? Da'amar Shmuel, hay Rabbi Buta. Rabbi Buta explains is arbibutad resha. Person has uncleanliness of the head. He doesn't wash his hair, let's say. Matya lide avira. It can lead to blindness. It's all the sweat and all that. Eventually, if a person doesn't wash his hair, it can lead to blindness. Arbibutad de mane. If a person doesn't wash his clothes from time to time, matya lide shamimite, it could lead to dementia. A person can go crazy. So already, arubibutad de gufav, person doesn't clean his body, matya lide shichne vichibe, it could lead to boils and sores. So you see what? Boils and sores are not as worse as dementia. Person loses his mind. So therefore you see in the Chiramed that not laundering clothes is a worse situation than actually not bathing. So therefore, not washing clothes would be considered an inui according to Rabbi Yosef, but not washing the body. It's not as severe. Comes the Gemara and says, Shalhu mitam. They sent from Eretz Israel. Hizaru b'arbi buta. A couple of things they told him. Be careful of this arbi buta of uncleanliness. Like we said, uncleanliness of the head, uncleanliness of the garments, right? Uncleanliness of the body. All these things can lead to problems. Hizaru b'habura. And also be careful when it comes to the habura. What's habura? The Ran says, Lilmod Torah b'habura. Make sure you study Torah in a group. Don't study Torah alone. Why? Says the Talmidim, they sharpen each other and the rabbi also. Therefore, you have to always learn in a group. And also, they sent to them, be careful when it comes to Bnei Aniyim. Be careful to make sure you teach Torah to the children of the poor people. Shemehem tetzei Torah. From the poor people, the children, that's where Torah comes from. So Rashi answers why. Lishtadel lamedam Torah. Shemehem tetzei Torah. She'en naim esek aher. Because they're able to be loyal to it, because they have nothing else to do. They have no money, they have no other distractions. They're odd. Shidatam shefilah alem. And also because they're very humble. So they're the perfect candidate to succeed in Torah. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk says, Yizal Ma'im Midaliyav. Let the water flow midaliyav from the dal, from the poor person. The water is Torah. The water will flow through the poor people. Shemehem tetzei Torah. Umepnei ma'in mitsuyin tamidei hachamim letzei tamidei hachamim mebneihem. So the Gemara has a question now. Why do we find that a lot of times the children of tamidei hachamim are not tamidei hachamim? So it says, Amar of Yosef, Shelo yumru Torah Yerusha hilahim. So we don't want the people to think that the Torah is an inheritance. So therefore, a lot of times, you won't see their children become Tamidei Hachamim. Otherwise, people say, oh, this is a dynasty. You inherit the Torah. Right? It says, Lo yilmedu Torah mechar shem sumchim Yerusha ilam. People are not going to study Torah then. They say, oh, my father's a rabbi. It's automatic. So therefore, Borei Olam makes it where you see not so. That a lot of the children of Tamidei Hachamim do not become Tamidei Hachamim. Kavz Gavran says another reason. Rav Sheshat b'Reder of Idi Omer kedesh shelo yidgaderu al asibur. The Ran says if Torah would not stop in a lineage, so then the family would now become geim. They would become arrogant on the sibur, because now people say it's like a dynasty. They have a certain family would wield them so much power that it would cause them to be very, very overpowering and domineering over the sibur. Well, God doesn't want to make like a certain family too powerful over the Sibur. Muzutra says, no. It's a punishment. Because they are mitgaber al Sibur. What does that mean? Which means since their fathers many times are very strong on the Sibur, right? They're very powerful over the Sibur, not the Shem Shamayim. So the Mitfarad would say God punishes them. That what? That since they were nuheg shedara shelo l'shem shamayim, the fathers, the children will not get the same position. So we gave different reasons now. Let's review the reasons why tamidei hachamim, the children are not tamidei hachamim. Number one, so the people won't think that Torah is a yirusha. Number two, because we're worried that if the power is going to be passed down, it's going to lead to over taking advantage of the sibur. Number three, no, it's a punishment because the father took advantage of his power, so therefore God punishes them that the children will not become tamidei hachamim. Rav Asher says, "Mishum dekaru de inche hamare," because they call the people hamurim. What does that mean? They call the people hamurim because they refer to the amaris guy as a hamur. So since they refer to the amaris guy as a hamur, so they're talking not nice about the amaris. So therefore, the Rashi says, "Ove she'enu agim lahem kavul bebazim otam." Because they're studying Torah, so they deride Dama Aris, so therefore they lose their power. Rabbi Naomer she'en mevarchim b'Torah tehila. Oh, the reason why that they lose their power is because they do not make the blessing on the Torah tehila. They do not make Birkat Torah. There's a blessing that you make on the Torah. V'nei anachnu v'se'esa'enu v'se'esa'esa'enu. We bless our children. So since they don't make that blessing for their children, so therefore their children do not inherit their position. Right? Actually, the beracha did not get fulfilled. Now the Gemara says this, the point of making the beracha the Torah in the morning. Da'amar Rav Yehuda, Da'amar Rav, my dichtiv. What does it say regarding the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash? Mi'a'ish ha'acham v'yavin etzot. Who is the hacham that will understand this? Davar zeh, this question. Nish'al ha'chamim v'denebi'im. They asked it to the scholars, they asked it to the prophets, ve'lo pirshu, but they were not able to give the answer. Ad she'pirshu ha'kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo, until God had to give the answer himself. Dichtiv. Vayomer Hashem al ozbam et torati. The reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because they left the Torah. Now the pasuk continues, "Haynu lo shamo bekoli, haynu lo al chuba." Pasuk says, "And they did not listen to my voice, and did not go in my way." So the Gemara says, "That's really the same thing." I mean, the pasuk is being redundant. They didn't listen to my word; they didn't go in my way. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, she'en mevarchim b'Torah tehira. That's the sin over there, which means it's not that they were not learning. They were not. They did not make the beracha on the Torah, and that caused the destruction. Now let's read the Ran. Look at the Ran. Davar zeh nish'al hachamim velo pirshua. Midichtiv vayomer Hashem al ozbam et torati. Right now, the Ran says something very simple. God says the reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because they left my Torah. Now, if you're going to tell me it's literal that they left the Torah, I mean they didn't learn. Why didn't the rabbi see that? It's evident. People are not learning Torah. Since they asked the rabbis, they asked the prophet, they couldn't figure out why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. If it was such a blatant thing that people weren't learning Torah, so there'd be nothing to talk about. You see, they're not learning. And it must be they were learning Torah. And if it was a very subtle item that the Hakamim and the Nevi'im could not figure it out. So the Ran says that. Nobody knew the reason. If you just think it's because they weren't learning, God knows the depthness of the heart. Shelo ayu mevarchim b'Torah tehara kelomar. Shelo aita Torah hashuva be'ainehem kol kach. The Torah was not so important to them. Sheraui levarich aleha. That was worthy to make a beracha. Shelo ayu oskim b'lishma. They didn't study the Torah like the Torah was supposed to be studied. The Shem Shamayim. Umetoch kach ayu mezelzelim bebrichata. Which means like many Rabbi Musa said, they studied Torah as a subject. Torah wasn't studied. The Torah. And therefore they feel they have to make a blessing. You don't make a blessing before you study mathematics. You don't make a blessing before science. So therefore they say, with Torah, v'ayinu lo al chuba. What does it mean, lo al chuba? What the Pasuk says further on, kilomar shbekavanata v'lishma. She's lo al chuba. They did not go in the way, meaning of the kavanah of the learning Torah. And where is it evident if a person is learning the Shem Shamayim if he makes the beracha first? If he makes the beracha first, then it shows you that he knows that the Torah is a divine subject, and therefore there's different rules. But if he just opens a book and studies and learns it just for the mental gymnastics of it, so then already it's not he's not studying the Shem Shamayim. So that was the reason why the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Mefarshim explain over here. What do you mean? But the Gemara says in a different place that the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins. Gilui Arayot, Amudah Zarav Shechut Damim. So wasn't that evident to the rabbis? Didn't they see the rampant sins? So they say, they saw the sins. Their question was, Allah Avda Aris, how did we get to this? Because we know the Gemara says that somebody that studies Torah is protected from sin. So they were wondering, we're studying Torah. We're learning Torah. How is it possible that the Torah did not protect us that it brought us to these three cardinal sins? And they said, because the Torah was not being studied, the Shema. So you see, a person could study Torah, but if the Torah is not studied l'shma, meaning you don't make the berachat Torah and study it with the proper kavanot, really that Torah doesn't protect. And that's the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al-Shelo Berchu B'Torah Techila. Comes the Gemara and says, story. Isi Bar Yehuda lo ata lemetiv tad Rabbi Yoseh tlata yomeh. Isi Bar Yehuda did not show up to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yoseh. Rabbi Yoseh was the rabbi. He didn't show up for 3 days. Ashkechei Vardimos Rabbi Yoseh. Rabbi Yoseh's son, Vardimos, he saw Rav Aseh, he saw Isi, Amale, my tamadu atimod the bimidrasha da abba. Hatla tayume. How come you didn't come to my father's bimidrasha already for 3 days? Right? Verdimos is telling Isi Bariuda. Amale, kitame da abuchlo yadana hechatai. Which means I can't understand your father's logic on certain halakha. The halakha doesn't make sense to me. Amarle, leva mor, my kamarle. Tell me what my father said. Dilma yadana tama. Maybe I could give you the reason. Amarle, haditanya rabbi Yosei omer. Your father said, Rabbi Yosei, kevi satan kodmim lahaye achirim. Right? It says if it's a choice between this city's laundering and the next city's drinking for their own lives, kevisa goes first. Where did you know that from? What's the source that kevisa, if these guys need to launder their clothes, that comes before even the life of others? It says by the Leviim, it says that they used to have like a migrash. Migrash is a an open field they used to have next to the cities, and it says the open fields was for the animals of the Levi would be able to graze, and it also says the pasuk v'lirchusham, and for their assets ulhayatam, and for their animals. Now the pasuk already says behemtam. What do you have to tell me? Behemtam ulhayatam. So the Gemara says my hayatam. If you tell me that for the actual animals itself, which means hayas including the behemah, the Levi'im will get these areas, right? These open areas for the behemot. You have to tell me hayot. Hayot is a type of animal. So it says ela mai hayatam hiyutam mamash. Hayatam, don't learn it as an animal. Ela hiyut, it'll be for their living, meaning they'll be able to live on from these migrashim. Which means what? I guess in these migrashim you had wells. Right, so therefore you'll go and they'll drink water from these areas and they'll have life. So it says pshita. Anyway, that's pashut. I need to try to tell me that if they're going to have lives from drinking the water, that's obvious. So it says ela lav kivisa. Let's tell me, you have the water in order to launder your clothes. Because if you don't launder the clothes, what does it lead to? Dementia. And therefore the Torah is saying that over ul hayatam. That you see that kivisa is hayut. A person wears dirty clothes, Chavos Shalom, it brings tzar to himself. And if he wears clean clothes, it brings him life. And how do you know that from? It says the Migrashim of the Levim, one of the reasons it's going to serve them is what? Hayatam. Meaning for their Hayut itself. Tamad Abuch. First line. Lo yadana. Damar kivisata kodmim lahaye achirim. I'm a sevra leta. Ulachi ba'ay kelam min elaz. It doesn't make sense to me. You tell me laundering is more important than somebody else drinking? Ela la'av kivisa. Vekari lehayatam. Right. The Torah is calling kivisa hayut. So you see, get washing clothes, laundering clothes brings life. Ulyana lacha. Okay, now what's the bottom line? Who do we follow in that lacha? Kaimanan. Kerabbanan. Terechitza vekishut nidre inui nefeshem. That when a person makes a neder, not to bathe, or not to put on makeup, the lady, that's considered a neder of Inui Nefesh. Now, what's Nafka Minah if it's Inui Nefesh? Nafka Minah, as we learned on yesterday's daf, or Sunday's daf. That what? That a person who makes Inui Nefesh, the neder is the husband's mefer. The afara is a conclusive afara. Whether they get divorced, and even if she gets married to somebody else, the afara remains intact. Umefer ben la'atzmo ben la'achirim. Good. The yachid v'rabim alecha k'rabim. One of the reasons why we forsake like Rabbanah is because they're going against the B.O.C. What's the law? Yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. And therefore you follow hakamim. Ve'od demiltad de Shmuel mishemed de Levid l'kaman kivatai u'shaicham. Now later on we're going to see that Shmuel also concurs with the hakamim. K'refresh alev say Shmuel v'afagav da amar avuna kudu perkin de B.O.C. Now, even though we're going to have a statement later on, it's going to say, in this whole perek, we follow the B.O.C. Rav Huna said that. Lo kaimanan kivet. We don't go with that statement of Rav Huna. Therefore, not every halakha in this perek is Rav Huna. Aval Rambam pasak, but Rav Huna kid Rav Huna. But the Rambam took that statement of Rav Huna that said, the whole perek follows Rav Huna. De'en mefer ela mishum nedarim shebeno lebena. He learns that this is not considered an inunefesh neder. It's considered a beno lebena neder. And what's the I'm not bathing. That's beno lebena. Nafka mina beno lebena. He can be meferet. But what? When she gets married to the next guy, it comes back. So we had a fantastic machlok of amongst the Rishonim. How do you consider neder of rechitza and kishut? The Ran learns it like Achamim that it's considered a inu nefesh. Harambam learns that it is a neder of beno lebena. Nafka mina, to the extent of how long it stays mufar. Okay? About Rabbi Yosef, in elu in dre in nui nefesh. Okay, now we got to get Rabbi Yosef's shita clear. What did Rabbi Yosef say regarding bathing and the kishut? These are not inu nefesh. Not inu nefesh item. When the lady makes that, so the Gemara says, "Ibailu." Did Rabbi Yosef mau sheyefer mishum devarim shebiro lebena? Which means maybe it's not inu nefesh, but maybe it has a din of beno lebena, and if it can be meferet from that standpoint. Nashema Amar Rabbi Yosef in elu nedre inu nefesh. Well, I'll bring you a proof in the Mishnah. The language that Rabbi Yosef said these are not nedre inu nefesh. Aval devarim shebiro lebena havyan. But it's mashma, they're not enu nefesh nedarim. But they are beno lebena nedarim. Who says, no, dilma, I can tell you, maybe not. Dilma lididhu ka'amar. No, maybe Rabbi Yosef was talking to the rabbis. And he was saying like this. Lididhi afil devarim shebeno lebena lo havyan. For me, these nedarim are nothing. It's not enu nefesh, and it's not beno lebena. Lididhu damritu havyan nedre enu nefesh. But according to you, let's say it is enu nefesh. Admit to me it's not inu nefesh. At least call it beno lebena. Which means, maybe that's what the Bible says. I hold these are nothing. These nedarim. Therefore you cannot be mefer them at all. Oh, so what is he saying? En elu nedre inu nefesh. Say, Rabbi, I'm talking to you. You hold that these are nedarim? Don't call them inu nefesh. The fa'ot, hold that there are. Hold them that the beno lebena. That would be the nafkamina. Like I told you, the extent of the hafara. If you say inu nefesh, tafara is conclusive even if she gets married to somebody else. If they're beno lebena, once she gets married to somebody else, the neder comes back. But the point is, we have no ra'ayah what Rabbi Yosef holds. What does Rabbi Yosef hold the dream of kishut and rechitza? Is it not inu nefesh, but beno lebena it is? Or maybe it's
neither.
Yeah, that's the question. Gemara's answer. My, what's the deen? Come, this is machloket. Okay, Mahloket. One rabbi says you can make a fara. One rabbi says you cannot make a fara. Why? Shelo matzinu shu'al shemet be'afar pir. Because we never saw a fox die from the dirt in his foxhole. What does this mean? This means like this. When the lady doesn't bathe, why would that be an inui? Why would that be devarim beno lebena? What would the logic be? Why is that beno lebena? She didn't bathe. Does it affect him? So the logic is because what happens, then her hair becomes tangled as a result. Paneha shel mata. So the concern is that when he's with her, a hair might get tangled in there and dismember him, and therefore it's going to affect them. It's beno lebena. So, according to this Gemara, the Gemara says, nah, it's not beno lebena. You know why? Because a fox knows, no fox ever dies in his own foxhole. Which means he knows his area, he knows the territory, he knows where the hills are, he knows this over there. And therefore, even if she has that issue, the guy, he knows how to deal with that. Therefore, it's not even beno lebena. Look at the top run.
שמת בעפר פיר בעפר חפירתו שהוא דר בו תמיד שמתוך שהוא רגיל שם אינו נתקל בעפר של אותה גומה. He knows the area of the fox, he's not going to die in his own foxhole. כך זה מתוך שהוא רגיל אינו חושב שמתקשר לו נימה אם לא תרחץ.
He's not worried that the hair might attach to him if she doesn't wash. So therefore that's the logic to say it's not considered בינו לבינה. It's not going to affect him. Tanya kevate de Rav Ada bar Ahava. Okay, Rav Ada bar Ahava was the opinion that said, no, mefer. Rav Ada bar Ahava was one that said, it is considered beno lebena. We're going to bring a braita to support Rav Ada bar Ahava. Because it's considered beno lebena. How are we going to prove it? So it's the braita. Again, Tanya kevate de Rav Ada bar Ahava devarim sheyesh bem inui nefesh. You have an item in there that's inu nefesh. What's the din? Mefer. Okay, so you can make a fara. Ben beno lebena. Ben bena leben achirim. Oh. So in inu nefesh, listen closely. Inui nefesh, it doesn't matter if the neder was made towards the husband, meaning, I'm not eating your fruit, or the neder of inui nefesh was made to somebody else, I'm not eating his fruit. Either way, that's an inui nefesh. I don't care whose fruit she was osir. She directed to the husband or directed to Achareem, that's considered inui nefesh. Look at the Ran, one finger on the Gemara, one finger on the Ran. Tanya kivatet rav Adam Baraba, mefer ben beno lebena kigon dabra kunam perot ba'ala aleha, uben bena leben Achareem, shasra perot Achareem aleha. Alright, she's also said perot of others, that's considered inui nefesh. Now, she'en bahem inui nefesh, that means it's a neder beno lebena. Now, benon lebena mefer. If it's between the husband affects the husband, of course he has the farah rights. Exactly. However, bena lebena harim ino mefer. But it's between her and somebody else. So of course it can't be mefer because that's not considered a benon lebena neder. The Gemara says ketzad. Amra kunam perot alai hareze yafer. Good. If let's say she says kunam perot alai, so then already, of course, you could make hafara. Okay. Well, let's just discuss. Let me be clear in this Braita now. We need to show four cases in this Braita. We need to show two cases in Inui Nefesh and two cases in Beno Lebena. The two cases of Inui Nefesh, we explained what means whether she was osed herself from the husband's fruit or somebody else's fruit. That's Inui Nefesh. Now we have to show you cases of Beno Lebena, whether it's Beno lebena mamash to the husband, or she was osed something to tahari. Okay, so those are the cases. Now the Braita says ketzat. Okay, what are the cases? So it starts. Oh, now we want to know. Give me the cases of inui nefesh nedarim. Ketzat amra. She said kunam perot alai. Right, hareze yafir. So it doesn't matter what type of kunam. When she says kunam perot alai, that's already inui nefesh. The husband has a right to be mefer. Kunam she. Why is it inui nefesh? Because she's suffering. She can't eat fruit. We can't go without eating fruit. That's inui nefesh. Kunam she eni ose lefi abba. Well, let's say she does an inui nefesh, but not to the husband. Doesn't affect the husband. She says she's not going to. She's osir her ma'asei adayim. Let's say that case. She's osir her ma'asei adayim to the husband's father. I'm not going to let my father-in-law benefit from ma'asei adayim. Lefi achicha, or to your brother. Lefi avicha, or to your father. Abba is her father. Avicha is his father. Lefi achi, or my brother. Okay, now those cases over there that she says, Ran says, Mefaresh ve'azir devarim she'en bem inui nefesh u'bena leben achirim. Now that's a case, this first case over here is the case of what? It's not inui nefesh, not suffering by not giving them any money. That's a case of bena leben achirim. Let's know, bena leben achirim, when a lady makes a neder, I am not going to give any ma'asei yadayim to your father. It's got to do with the husband. That's not bino lebena. That's bino leben acharim. Right or wrong? Okay. V'shelo eten teben lifne behemtecha. Or she comes along and says, I'm not going to give a teben, straw, in front of your animal. Umayim lifne bekarcha. Or I'm not going to give water in front of your cattle. En yachol lehafir. In all those cases, you cannot be mefer. Let's go to each one. Why cannot be mefer? On the cases when she's osir, let's say herself to the father and all that, it's got to do with the husband. It's not inui nefesh, so therefore the husband has no rights to be mefer. Now, what about the next case? When she comes along and says, "I'm not going to give your animals straw, and I'm not going to put water in front of your cattle," why can't he be mefer? That should be beno lebena, right? That's affecting him. So look at the Ran. Ran says שלא אתן תבן לפני במתחה ולפני בקרקה אין יכול להפן משום תלו משעבד עלי. Because she's not משובד to such a thing. She's not obligated to do such a thing. Why? So remember we learned in Masechet Ketubot that if a lady brings in a certain amount of maids into the marriage, so for example she brings in four maids into the marriage, we said she didn't do anything. She has to make the beds. But otherwise she just sits down in the chair all day long and she has no obligation. So therefore we're talking about a case over here where she brought in maids to the marriage. Therefore, she's not obligated to, I'm not meshubat to the, she's not meshubat to the husband to feed the animals. The maids will do it. She's not obligated to pour water in front of him. The maids will do it. So then when she makes the neder, kunam, that I'm not going to do these items, he cannot be mefir, because it's really not in yarab bino lebina. Because she's not obligated to do these things over here. Why? Let the maids do it. Understand why it's not bino lebina? Mm-hmm. So let's just review this bright. There's a long bright. I don't even just so you have clarity in the cases that we discussed so far. Kunam perot. Well, that's a case of Einui Nefesh. I don't care whose perot she was also said. Husband's perot, this guy's perot. That's good. That's Einui Nefesh. No, nothing to talk about. Then you have a case where it's Bena Leben Ahirim. It's not Einui Nefesh, but it's Bena Leben Ahirim. I'm not going to give Hana'at to your father, to my father, to my brother, to your brother. Husband cannot be Mefir, doesn't it? It's got nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Even if it is to him, meaning I'm not going to serve you and all that stuff, your animals and stuff like that, cannot be Mefir either. Why? Because it doesn't affect him. You have no rights to those things because she brought maids into the marriage. Therefore, you have no rights to be mefer. Okay? We continue the brayta. Oh, shelo echol. I'm not going to put on kehol. Right? Kehol is the mascara, makeup. Shelo, of course, like the rouge. The shelo is shemesh mitati. Oh, she said she's not going to have to shemesh mita. Yefer. Then when he makes a fara, why? Mishum devarim shebeno lebena. Because these are items of beno lebena. Okay, what do you mean? This is already nogam beno lebena. Now let's stop right here. Let's stop right here. Who is the shita? This cannot be the rabbis. Because the rabbis hold kishut is inui nefesh. Right? The Mishnah, the rabbis held kishut, makeup, and rechitza is inui nefesh. So this, it must be the other shita. The only other shita out there is what? The B'yoseh. Oh, so that's going to be the proof. From this braita you see that while he doesn't refer to kishut as inui nefesh, but he considers it as beno lebena. Therefore he has rights to be mefer. But let's continue the braita. Shelo atzi alecha mitatcha. Let's say she says, I'm not making your bed. Vishilo imzag lecha et akos, or I'm not pouring the wine for you. Vishilo erhatz lecha panecha yadecha velaglecha. I'm not going to bathe you. And sarich lafer. Doesn't have to be mefer in this. Why? Because remember we looked at the Ketubot, and no matter how many maids she brings into the marriage, these services, she's obligated to the husband. These items of a minimum she has to do. So therefore, the neder is not hal. You cannot make a neder on something that you have a shi'abut to.
Correct.
If you miss shi'abut to this, you cannot make a kunam on a item that she has a shi'abut. Rabban Gamliel omer yafer. Now Rabban Gamliel says you still need afara. Now Rabban Gamliel agrees that she's obligated to do these things. And he also agrees that really the neder should not be hal. But you know what he says? Like a midrabanan item, make a hafara. Why? Shenema lo yahil devaro. When the Torah talks about breaking a neder, it says do not make your words chulin. It doesn't say lo yahil nidro. That means even if it's not a neder, even if it's just a dibur, like in this case over here, we don't want to get into the habit of saying things. And she doesn't got to go through the hafara process. Because then already the whole nedarim thing is going to become light in her eyes. Even though this case is really not an end, it's not hal. But you know what? It's like more of like a chumrah, Rabbi Gamliel saying. Let her go through the process to make hafara. Because it's a lo yahel debaro. Even if it's only a dibur. But she said, I'm not making the bed. Really, it's nothing. It's not an end, not hal. Husband, just go on, no problem. Rabbi Gamliel says, you know what? Go through the motions. Make a hafara on this item. Why? Lo yahal devaro. Even if it's a dibur. Yeah? Look at the Ran. Rabbi Gamliel, Yomer Yafir. Afagav de lo hayil nedra. Afidu achesanik lafir bedrabbanan. Shelo takel benedarim. We don't want it to become now lenient on the subject of nedarim. Vetavura bal yahil. That's makhtabi anna. This is really, it's a smakhtab. The pasuk is not really talking about that. It's talking about something else. Now, the next part of the braita is in parentheses. And I'll tell you what the parenthetical is. Once Rabbi Gamliel gave me the pasuk, lo yahel devaro, that you told me the word devaro, you're being doresh, devaro. Even though it's not a neder, it's a word, you still should, get absolved. Now the Gemara is going to give a davar aher, another way of interpreting the word divaro. But nothing to do with Abraita, but it has to do with Abraita, and that once already you brought me this pasuk, I'm going to show you another way to be doing this pasuk. Devar acher. Lo yachel devaro.
Mikan lehacham she'en matir nedre atzmo.
Lo yachel devaro. Which means you're able to be mefer, the rabbi, that is, others. But your own word, you cannot be mefer. Okay, so that's the other alternate derasha. Good? Okay. Now we get to the proof. Now, here's the proof. Man shame'ina de'amar shelo echol v'shelo efkos devarim shebino lebin ahavyan. Who's the opinion that says not putting on makeup is considered bino lebinah? Has to be Rabbi Yoseh. Because it can't be Rabbanah, because Rabbanah said that's considered inui nefesh. Ukitani, and what does it say regarding those nedarim? Demefer mishum devarim shebino lebinah. And he says he can make afara. And therefore, have a proof to Rav Adah bar Ahava, that indeed you can make a hafara. So we have a proof. Clear? All this braita was a proof. Amar mor, now we're going back to that braita. V'shelo eshamesh mitati yefer. Right, one of the ladies said, I'm not going to be meshamesh mita. Husband can make hafara. Okay, beno lebena. So Gemara says, mishum devarim shel beno lebena. Hechidame, oh, what's the case? Ilema de amra hanaat tashmishi alecha. If he comes along and says that you are forbidden, I'm forbidding you to have hana'ah from me, how could you make a neder like that?
Lama li hafara hamishobedet le.
Exactly.
Which means she's mishobed to the husband. Could she osir the husband from having hana'ah? That's one of the husband's rights. And therefore, such a neder would not be hal at all. So that cannot be the case. Yafir.
Ela beomeret hana'at tashmishcha alai.
She's saying the opposite. She's saying that I am forbidding myself from you. I cannot be osir. I'm osiring myself from having hana'ah from you. She's osiring herself. Oh, so once she's osiring herself, that husband can't be with her. Why?
Uchtravkana. Da'amar Ravkana hana'at tashmishi alecha kofa umshamashto.
If she comes along and says, well, you cannot have hana'ah, right? I'm sitting, you'd have hana'ah from me. We don't pay attention. They can have tashmish. Forsa, they have tashmish. She has no rights to make such an edit. However,
hana'at tashmishcha alai,
but if she's sitting herself,
yafir, why? She'en ma'achidin et ha'adam davar ha'asud lo.
You don't feed a person something that's a surtim, which means you're going to force them. Guy says, I'm making an edir, I'm not eating apples. We're going to force them to eat an apple. You can't force me to eat an apple now. I made an edir against them. So she said, I am not going to have an edir. We're going to force the guy to have to switch now with her? No. So you're forcing her to make an isur. If she says, you cannot have done that, you said nothing. You cannot osir something that's mine. This is my rights. You cannot osir. It's like saying, I'm osiring your apples on yourself.
You
can't say it's my stuff on myself. And to say, then when she says, I'm osiring you from having had to have the tashmish. From me. I could have said myself. Because I was saying myself from my own hana'ah. So therefore, the Gemara says, in that case over there, you have to have a hafara. Why? Just tell him about tashmish. You're going to make an issue now. Because you're going to have a tashmish, going to cause her to break her neder. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, one more point. Gemara says like this. Mantana, who's the author of the following statement? Hadetanya, we have a braita.
Devarim amutarim,
certain things that are mutar from the law.
Baharim nagu ben isur.
People are mahmir, let's say, on themselves. They know heg, let's say, not midin neder, midin minhag tov, that they abstain from a certain practice.
Iatar asher lenog ben heter, kedei lebatelan.
Which means, if they come to you, let's say they come to the rabbi, say, Rabbi, we have this minhag, don't be mezazir. Don't say, that's not an edir, just don't worry about it, you don't got to follow your practice. No. Ela, you have to go through the regular process if they want to absolve themselves. Let them find a petah and go through the regular procedure of being hafarad. I'm sorry. דברים שמותרים והאחרים נהגו בהם איסור, אי אתה רשאי להתירם בפניהם. That means, to the rabbi, when these people come to you, never humra on themselves, it's really not an eder. They just have a certain practice. We don't eat this, you know, this item over here. So the Gemara is saying, the rabbi, be careful. Don't be mezazel with them. Don't just say, you're allowed to eat it. Don't worry about it. No. Make the regular hafara. Even though it's really not a neder, it's a humra that they accepted upon themselves. You still have to follow the procedure of hafara nedarim. Yes? So the Gemara says, I'm reading again. Mantana, who's the author? Had the Tanya Devarim Mutim Vachanim Nagu Behem Isur, Yatar Asher Nehog Behem Yeter, Kedeh Lebatel Mishum Shnei Emar, Lo Yachel Devaro. I can't go to say Lo Yachel Devaro. Now I'm going to read the Ran's Girsa. Right over here, the Ran's Girsa is Mani Rabban Gamlielhi. And that's the correct Girsa. Who's the author of that statement, Rabban Gamliel? Why? Because didn't we just learn that Rabban Gamliel holds the word Devaro, Lo Yachel Devaro?
Yeah.
How did he learn the word devaro? That even if it's not a neder, even if it's only a dibur, like the case of the wife,
yeah,
when she said things, I'm offending myself, like I'm not going to bathe you. She can't do that. It's just words. Similarly here, it's not really a neder. These people accepted upon themselves. They were ma'amir on a certain amit. It's just a dibur at most. Still what? Go through the process. So the author of that statement is indeed Rabban Gamliel. Now look at the Ran. First white line. Mishum shtema lo yachel devaro. Mani, Rabban Gamlieli. De darish devaro lo mada. Afidu midi she'enu neder gamur. Even the hands are not full neder. Ela dibur be'alma. Afidu achi lo yachel. Do not treat it lightly. Kedesh shelo yinhag. Kalut ros ben darim gemurim. You understand the problem? If you're going to be lenient on these items, you're going to come to be lenient on real legitimate nedarim. Since these people are mahmir on certain things, to them they have to treat it like they are isur. Umikan, from this Gemara, haya omer Rav Yehuda Kohen Zal, shinahag adam shelo echol basar. A guy was mahmir on himself. He didn't say neder. He just no egg, a practice. He doesn't eat meat. V'shelo lishtot yayin bezman miyuhad. A certain time of the year, whatever, he does a practice without verbally making an edit. ושוב רוצה לשתות יין או לאכול בשר באותו הזמן צריך היתר. So here's the source of making התרת נדרים on a מנהג טוב. Now don't we say many times התרת נדרים, and if there was a certain מנהג that I accepted upon myself and I didn't say בני נדר and things like that, once you do a practice that becomes like a binding, we have to make a הפרה. Now let's read the continuation of this round for a minute. מתניתים בנגעים. כל הנגעים אדם רואה. The person is able to judge all the negaim, let's say the laws of blemishes, right? Guy's a kohen, right? So you go to the kohen. Kohen makes rulings on everybody's negaim. Chutz min negiatzmo, but you can't make a ruling on your own negaim. Rabbi Yehuda mir af lo negai kirobav. For that matter, you can't make a ruling on your relatives' negaim. Now, what does it got to do with nedarim? So the Gemara says, "Kamidan kol a nedarim adam matir all nedarim." A person is able to be matir, chutz midre atzmo, but you cannot be matir your own nedarim. Okay, we know that. Rabbi Yehuda amir af lo nedre eshto shebena leben achirim, which means if, let's say the husband's a scholar. If it's bero leben, you don't have to be a scholar. You have the husband's right. But let's say she made a neder. Look at somebody else. Now he wants to put on his rabbi hat. Now, your wife. Just say you cannot be mefir your own nedarim. It's talking before Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot be mefir from the rabbi's standpoint. The wife's neder either. Good, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's mahmir. Not only hakam cannot be mefir nedre atzmo, but cannot be nedre ishto. Then the Ran brings down the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi basically brings down an opinion that wants to say, but we don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. There's an opinion of the Hakamim that say, Hakam can be mefer nidre ishto. So it comes out, it's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda and Hakamim, and actually the Ran comes out, it's a machloket amongst the Rishonim, it's Arabi posek. Can a Hakam indeed be mefer nidre ishto? Let's just read that inside now. Gatsina b'Yerushalmi. Let's read a piece of Yerushalmi together. Nadra isha, she made a nidr, v'shama ba'la v'lo efer la. And the husband did not be mefer. Now he only has a day. Once the day passes, husband's rights are gone. Pshita she'eno mefer la de'anyan ha'ba'al. Right? His ba'al rights have gone after the day passes. Ma'u she'yafer la de'anyan ha'zakin. Can he be mefered her in his hakam rights? He's a hakam now. Can he institute hakam? Can hakam mefered her? It's not. For the hakam, you don't need that day. So it says, Ma anan kaimin. What's the case? Hechi dame. If it's been all the bena cases, the dre atzmohin. So that's already considered nedre atzmo. So therefore, that's like his nedarim. So you cannot be mefer nedarim that are regarding you. Ela kinan kaimin nedarim shebena lebena harim. Oh, that must be talking about bena lebena harim nedarim. She made the nedarim former that don't affect him. Correct? Ah, velav Rabbi Yehudai. What are you telling me? Who's the one that's osir to be mefer nedre ishto? Rabbi Yehuda. But Hananya says what? That it's not only Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Hananya says it's actually the Shita of the Hakamim that's Osir. If you say it's Rabbi Yehuda's, the Osir means Hakamim of the Matir. But if you have the Gerizah that says Hakamim of the Osir, it means everybody's Osir. Then Abban is posik Rabbi Yehuda, it's Asur, because we have a Gerizah that says it was the Hakamim Shita as well. And Yerushalmi. So therefore, a husband who's a rabbi, who's a hakam, cannot be mefer the nedarim of his wife. He has to go, she has to go somewhere else. Last piece of the Gemara, Devar Ahir, three lines on the bottom, Lo Yahel Devaro. We learned this already. Another drashan, the words, Lo Yahel Devaro. Mikan, Tamin Hakam, She'eno Mefer Nedre Atzmo. Now, Mani Rabban Gamliel, we changed the Gersa already. Right, we had that mani Rabban Gamliel on the first Mine. On the first statement, but the second statement is what? Like we learned, lo yahel devaro, which means you cannot be mefer your own neder. That means a hakam cannot be mefer his own words. If the hakam has to go somewhere else, baruch Amen. Amen.